In addition to the spiritual, the Czech Easter is a time of good food and drink, and beer is a staple on the Czech table, in good times and bad. And the Golden Czech Lager has also become the country's traditional Easter gift to the Pope. In March, in line with tradition, the Vicar General of the city of Plzeň blessed ingredients for a special Easter batch of Pilsner Urquell. The pale lager was then dispatched to the Vatican to be handed over to the pontiff by the brewmaster himself. One thing's for certain, many Czechs celebrated Easter Holy Week in part by drinking green beer, Brian Kennedy reports.
We pray that all who drink this beer be healthy in body and soul with the protection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And with that, Father Jakub Holík blessed the raw materials which for the past 177 years have gone into making Pilsner Urquell, soft spring water, malted barley, yeast and noble hops from the Saaz region.
The tradition was revived a decade ago, but of course beer was sent to the Vatican before, in the late 19th and at the start of the 20th century.
Pilsner beer was first sent to the Holy See in 1890, upon the request of Pope Leo XIII, who regularly drank the Bohemian light lager upon the advice of his physician, believing it served medicinal purposes. The modern Czech tradition of sending blessed beer to the Vatican at Easter time arose during the beatification of Pope John Paul II in 2011. Václav Berka, chief brewmaster emeritus of Pilsenský Prazdory.
The handover of this beer is quite symbolic because at the same time we're also informing the Holy Father of the charitable actions we have taken over the past year. So it is truly a great celebration for us.
Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who grew up in Germany, is known to enjoy the occasional beer. A few Easters ago, he knocked back a stein in celebration of his 90th birthday. Father Jakub Holík again.
I don't think beer is sent to the Vatican now from anywhere else in the world. Of course, Pope Benedict, who comes from Bavaria, definitely received some from there. But these days, I think we're the only ones.
Benedict's successor, Pope Francis, hails from Argentina and has gone on record as saying wine is necessary for celebrations, and that not to have it at a wedding would be an embarrassment. His position on beer, and believe me, I've looked, is not clear. Whatever the case may be, pun intended, Pope Francis received 2,020 bottles of the special Easter batch of Pilsner Urquell, a bottle for each year since the birth of Christ, along with a limited edition 1-liter bottle crafted by renowned Czech glassmaker Lukáš Jaburek. Meanwhile, back in Bohemia and beyond, believers yesterday marked Maundy Thursday, the day commemorating the Last Supper. In Central Europe, the day has long been known as Green Thursday, possibly because centuries ago, priests wore green vestments to celebrate Easter Mass, and sinners doing penance wore sprigs. In the Czech lands, the name inspired a tradition of eating fresh greens, such as spinach, salad, and even nettles. Back in 2005, the Starobrno brewery in the Moravian capital took it a step further, releasing a special 13-degree green brew for sale during Holy Week. This year, the accompanying green beer festival and distribution of the brew has been postponed due to restrictions on public gatherings. But enterprising patriots have concocted their own versions. For, as the saying goes in Czech, kde se pivo vaří, tam se dobře daří. Where beer is brewed, things go well.